Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran. We're in the Drush HaShneimasar in the Mosad Rav Kook on page Tav Pei Dalet. So last time we talked about the Isser of Nichush, believing in superstitions or omens, and the Ran had told us that the only time it's forbidden to believe in an omen is if you're really relying on it. If you see something that you decide it's a sign for whatever, if you make decisions based on this omen that you believe is important, so then that's the Isser, that's the prohibition of Nichush. However, if you just, if something looks like bad luck, if it looks like things aren't going to go well for you, like Rav used to check that if the boat didn't come to him when he got there, if something you think is a bad omen and you just take that, you mentally make a note, or, you know, something like that, but you're not making decisions based on it, so then it's okay. The only time Nichush is not okay is if you, that is what your decision is based on, you rely on the omen, that's how you make your decision. That's when it's aser. Just taking note of it and, you know, keeping it in mind, that's okay. So, we left off, there's a one little bit left before we get into the next iser. So the Ran says, Vim Tiksha, if you will ask, Vare Amru, Rav Yochanan Badik Bianuka. The Gemara there in Chulin says that Rav Yochanan used to check with children. So it says Rav would check when if the boat would come when he got to the port. He would say that as a good sign or a bad sign. So, again, the Gemara there's Ran explained that he wasn't relying on it. He didn't make decisions based on it. But now the Ran asks, but the Gemara later, right after that, says Rav Yochanan used to check with kids. Umin Hanir, and we'll explain in a second what that means. Umin Hanir, Shayyasomich B'mayis Alav, Kaliyazar Eved Avram. It seems like he would actually really rely on this omen of talking to kids. Like Eliezer relied on the sign of whoever goes and draws water for me, I'll take as a wife for Yitzchak. Shrei Amrusham, because it says there, Kulu ki nach nafshi derab. The story there in Chulin is that Rav Yochanan would decided he was going to go visit Shmuel, and before he went over to a kid, and he said, "Tell me what you learned today. What pasuk did you learn today? Psok li psukecha. Tell me what pasuk you learned today." And the kid said, "I learned the pasuk Shmuel Mace." So Rav Yochanan said, "Oh, this is a sign that Shmuel died, and there's no point in me going to go visit him." So, and the Gemara actually says Shmuel hadn't died, and Hashem just did that because Hashem didn't want Rav Yochanan to have to schlep all the way and be Toreach, schlep all the way to Shmuel. So the question is that it sounds like from the Gemara that Rav Yochanan was really relying on this omen. He asked the kid, "Tell me what you learned today." The kid said, "I learned a pasuk about that Shmuel Hanavi died," and Rav Yochanan said, "Oh, this is a sign that Shmuel's dead. I'm not going to go." Sounds like he really relied on this omen. Isn't that the Isser of Nichush? Ve'hatshuva answers around the answer to that is kizeinu mitzdad dehanachashim. This is an exception. Asking a child, "What you learned today," is not called nichush. That's not called superstition. Aval hutzad nevuah. It's part of actual real prophecy. Not that the kid is a prophet, but they can get prophecy. Kamo shamru beperk in a sense. Kamo shamru beperk kama de basra. Rav Yochanan, like the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan said, same Rav Yochanan. Miyom shachar beis hamikdash. From the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitla hanevuah min hanavim. Nevuah was taken from prophets. The nitna l'shotim milutinokas, and it's given over to crazy people, fools, whatever, and children. So when Rav Yochanan asked the child, "What pasuk did you learn today?" There's an element of nevuah to that. There's an element of prophecy in that. So that the Ran is saying you can rely on, because that's not nichush, that's not superstition, that's actual some form of nevuah. So you are allowed to make decisions based on that. Anything else, you can't. Okay, that's the end of nichush. We're now starting a new topic, also very big sugya, and that is Darkei Mori. Okay, so the next line the Ran quotes from the pasuk is V'chover Chaver. What's Chover Chaver? That's Inyano Halachashim. That's magical incantations. V'chenes Bar B'sfri, and that's what's explained in the Sefri. V'elo Hayidias Kulan. And now the Ran says all these things: Hakesem, magic, Onanus, or figuring out when to do stuff, Hakishuf, and magic, Vizulasim. All those things. Hainim Nikorim B'Lashonim Zal Darkei Mori. Those are all. Included in the Isser of Darkei Amori, following the ways of the Amorim. So there are certain things within that world that one is allowed to do, and things that one are not allowed to do. Okay, so it's called Darkei Amori, they're not all the Isser of Darkei Amori. There is an Isser to not follow the ways of the Amorim. Not all of them are actually forbidden. They're not all the Usser kind of Darkei Amori. Some are Usr and some are Mutar, as we're going to explain. Okay, now first he starts off with what's wrong with Derech Yamori, and why the Torah forbade it, and what's exactly forbidden. Okay. Das HaRambam. The opinion of the Rambam is Bazeh. Gikol ma shelo yigzereho inin hativi usher. The Rambam understands that the Isser of Derech Yamori, doing anything, not doing things that are Derech Yamori, includes anything that doesn't make scientific sense, anything that I can't prove in a way that makes sense in this world. Vizul asa mutter. So anything else is mutter, meaning if you're doing an action that only makes any sense in the mystical world, but can't be scientifically proven, that's usher. Otherwise, it's mutter. Upirish zu shamru b'Shabbos, and that which the Gemara says in Shabbos, beperek b'ma'isha yotza, in the perek of what's a lady allowed to go out to do. Now, just as context here, the Gemara over there in b'ma'isha yotza, it's a Gemara is talking about what a lady is allowed to walk out with in the street on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry outside your house on Shabbos, unless there's an Erev. So the Gemara is talking about what you're not allowed to carry outside your house. So, things that you need, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to wear things that are considered a tachshit, such as things that can help you, and the Gemara there, but things that you don't need, even if you're wearing it, doesn't count as wearing it, it's just considered like carrying. So the Gemara there lists certain types of medicines or amulets or stuff you would carry around your neck, whether that's considered wearing it or a tachshit that you're allowed to carry, or whether it's something that doesn't really help you and therefore it's considered carrying. So that's why there's a whole list at the end of that parak of things that are considered superstitious and not real, or considered are real. So that's where that Gemara is. It says, Abaye v'Rava damri tavaya, Abaye v'Rava both said, kol davar sheyesh bo mishum reshfua, anything that is to heal you, ein bo mishum Derech Yamori, there's no prohibition of Derech Yamori in using them, wearing them, doing it. So the Rambam understands that to mean anything that has refua, it means shekol mashi gzerehu ha'iyun hativi, anything that you can naturally observe, something you would understand in science, hu she'ein bo mishum Derech Yamori, that's what's permitted and that's not considered Derech Yamori. Vizulaso, any other stuff, yeshbo, there is the Isser of Derech Yamori. That's why the Gemara asks, if it doesn't heal you, then there is Derech Yamori. Now again, the way the Rambam understands that, that means if it's not scientifically observable, it's not a regular medicine, then there is an Isser of Hatanya, but we learned in a Brisa, Ilan Shemesir Peirosov, if you have a tree that keeps shedding its fruit and it's not growing its fruit properly, Sokro Besikri, you color it red, V'toano Ba'avonim, and you hang stones on it. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Toano Ba'avonim, I understand why you would hang rocks on it, Kihechi Dilik Shchele, because that makes it the strong weaker, that makes the tree weaker by hanging stones off it, weakens the tree, hang a lot of stones on it, and that will make the fruit grow better. If you're no trees, I guess that makes sense, botanists or whatever. The Rashi explains there, when the tree is strong, the fruit don't go as well. It's when it's weaker, the fruit will go better. Anyway, so that makes sense. Elasokro besikra amai, but why are you coloring it red? How does that make sense? That sounds like some kind of magical thing you're trying to do. Hachi karma, the Gemara answers, this is what the Gemara answers, Bishlama toan imbavanim, if you, I understand why it's okay to hang rocks from it, lefishu davar gozer, so ianativi, the Rambam would say, that's mutter, because that's something that's naturally observable, that science makes sense. Elasokra basikra, but why are you coloring it red? My refua kavan. What kind of refuah does that do? Kolomer, which it means to say, shezed davar lo yigzerehu iyun tivi. The Rambam understands that means coloring it red is not something that you'll find in a medical textbook or in a textbook of someone who knows that it grows trees. That's not science. V'tirtzu, and the Gemara answers, kehecha delichzuhu inshi ubay rach melei. The Gemara is saying, you're right, you don't put a red, you don't paint it red because the red, painting it red has some help to it. What it helps is people know that, oh, if there's something red on it, so they know it's a tree that needs help, and they'll daven to Hashem for you that your tree should get better, and that's why it'll get better. That's the only reason it's permissible. V'ama harav zal l'rambam sevz ki maisa hakishuf heim kulam davar l'egzrehu iyan tivi. Anything that's magic is things that is not part of nature. You can't figure it out naturally or scientifically. Fein nichlalim b'shol sheminim, there's three types of magic. Ha'echad mehem mash nitle b'hagbalas man shiasu bo ha'maisa mehem. One type of magic is things that need to be done at a specific time. V'hasheni, the second thing is tzvarim yidurim, that means you have to use specific types of stuff for your magic. V'hashlishi, and the third is pulas anoshios yidurim, you have to do certain specific stuff. Kirikud o tipuach, like dancing or clapping or schok, o ishan yadur, or some kind of smoke. O dvarim yiduber behem, muvanim abiltim muvanim, I don't know if it means making smoke or smoking, whatever it is, doing specific things. So any of those three can be included in magic if you're doing things that don't make sense in the physical world. Okay, the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is that anything spiritual, you're not allowed to do. In other words, if you want to heal someone by saying some kind of spiritual incantation, that's Dark Yamori, you're not allowed to do that. If it's scientific, you're allowed. You're allowed to take Tylenol, you're allowed to take medicine, that because we can observe the act scientifically, that makes sense, that's of course permissible. But the Rambam Shita is anything mystical is an Isser of Dark Yamori. The Ran and most Rishonim disagree with this. So here comes the Ran. V'zeh Tema. The Ran says, this is a wonder. The Gemara is full of stuff that don't seem to be the sort of thing that would make sense with nature. And they include all the three types of magic that the Rambam mentioned. Hari Amru, the Gemara says, Beperek Bebe Isha Yotza, at the end of that same Perek. Amr of Yochanan Leishta Tzamirta, to cure a certain type of fever, lishkol sakina de parzala kula, you should take an iron knife, the lazel lehechadika vardina, you should go to a place where there's a bush, lichter bay benira barka, and you should tie the knife to the bush with a hair. Yomakama, first day, lehadik bay porta, tie it somewhat tight, velema, and you should say, you recite that pasuk. The next day, you tie it a little in velema, and you say, you say that pasuk. The next day, you tie it a little more, I guess, and you say that pasuk. Okay, that's how you cure fever. Rav Yochanan says in the Gemara. Says the Ran, Arekan Pulas Anoshis Yiduas V'yamim Miduam Tzemach Yidua. We managed to get all three types of magic that the Rambam listed. This is a person doing specific stuff at specific times with the specific things. This should be straight up magic, and Rav Yochanan is telling you to do this. V'chein Ocham. So too there it says, Mishiesh Lo Etzim Begrono, someone who got a bone stuck in their mouth. Maybe Omeyosu Amin, you bring the same type of bone. Umeniach lo ad gadkado, I don't know if it's the same type of bone or from the same type of animal, but whatever, you bring something like that, similar bone, umeniach lo ad gadkado, and you put it on the person's head, v'amar hachi, and you say the following incantation, chad chad nachis bala bala nachis chad chad. That's what you say, and the bone will magically get out of the guy's throat. Udara, and for a fishbone, leim hachi, this is what you say, manasasa kemachat na'alasa kitrisha'a, another incantation. This is obviously not science over here. This is mystical. This is spiritual. This should be what the Rambam said is Dark Yamori. Also, some have the girsa at the end of the Gemara that lists all these type of magical stuff and says at the end of the parak that goes on the whole parak. Ein bo mishum Dark Yamori. All this magical stuff is mutter and it's not Dark Yamori. So the end of that parak is full of stuff. If you have the girsa that all of that is mutter mishum Dark Yamori, the end of that parak is full of magical type stuff. So anyway, the Ran's point is, at the very least, from Rav Yochanan, you see many cases where the Gemara is telling you to do stuff that appears to be what the Rambam should have called kishuf, trying to do magic, which the Torah forbids. Furthermore, the Rambam says in Mada, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he says the following. The Rambam says, all this stuff, all this magical stuff, divrei tohu vehevelheim. This is how the Rambam explains why the Torah did not want us to do kishuf. And the Ran has mentioned this earlier. Because they're all divrei Torah, all stupid nonsense. Vehevelheim, shenimshu b'chem chaseri adas. Only uneducated or unwise people are the ones who follow this stuff. Lo shiyeh behem amashes kal. There's no truth to it at all. There's no reality here. So that's what the Rambam says. The Ran says, Humanatema, that's a wonder, Sharei Amru Bahitza Dahavi Mahajra Lemishkalafer. He's going to bring proof from some Gemaras that don't sound like this. Here's a proof where the Gemara sounds like it did take magic seriously, because it says, Hahi Itza, the what is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. There's a lady, Bahitza Dahavi Mahajra Lemishkalafer Mitusei Karaj of Chanina. There was this lady who was trying to get dirt from under the feet of Rabbi Chanina to make magic out of it, use it to make magic against Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina says he's not worried about it because the Gemara says, "Shiny Rabbi Chanina de nafesh chusei." The reason why Rabbi Chanina doesn't have to be worried about witches or whatever you want to call these magician ladies who are trying to take dirt from under his feet to make magic to hurt him, he didn't have to worry about it because he's such a tzaddik. Shiny Rabbi Chanina de nafesh chusei. He had so many tzchusei he doesn't need to worry about magic. If the Rambam's right, says the Ran, that this is just nonsense. Why does he have to be? Because Rabbi Chanina has such chusim. If it's all silliness, you don't need chusim to protect you from nothing, right? So it's mash from the Gemara that magic is real. Just Rabbi Chanina was a tzaddik, so it wouldn't have affected him. But it doesn't sound like the magic this lady was going to do was silly and pointless. Umavad calls that. Besides all this, says the Ran, we need to explain why Chazal seem to have assured certain things. There are definitely certain things listed in the Gemara that one cannot do because they're dark Amori, certain magical stuff. Whether the things that Chazal allowed us to do or the things that they didn't allow us to do, they all seem to be magical type stuff. They allowed you to, this again, walking on Shabbos, he allowed you to walk out with a fox's tooth. Again, it has certain segula, mystical properties. Why'd they allow that? And other magical stuff they didn't allow. All these things are totally unnatural. So, how do we explain how the Torah views what's magic, what's allowed, what's not allowed? Right, in the Rambam it's clear, but the Ran says there's many proofs of Gemaras that seem to be not this way, so how are we going to understand it? So that's the Ran's question. The answer goes on for quite some time, so I think we're going to have to do the answer next time. But not to leave you hanging too much, we'll just start the answer. V'atshuva b'zeh, the answer is, ki hadvarim kulam po'alim b'shnei drachim. Everything works in one of two ways, im po'al tivi, im po'al seguli. There are things that happen through nature and things that happen through things that are above nature. Va'po'al b'skula gam hu po'al b'teva. Even things that work mystically, they're still part of nature. Elasha ha'po'al ha'tivi higzar seichel chivo. Just things that are natural, we make sense to us in nature why X causes Y reaction. V'ha'po'al ha'seguli, and things that are mystical, yekabel ha'seichel of Sherusa, we can understand why it could be. Lo she'igzer chiyuvo, but not we understand why it must be. So again, the Ran is now going to go on for many pages explaining this, but just to give you the short answer, the basic gist is that if something is a reality in the spiritual world, so then it's just as natural as anything else. Again, we're going to have to discuss this in greater detail, what's considered forbidden kishuf and what is permitted. But the example that all the Rishonim give is a magnet. You're not going to say a magnet is forbidden as magic. Everyone understands that there are forces in the world that God created. And just because a magnet looks like magic doesn't mean it is magic. It means that that's just the way Hashem created the world. Similarly, there are truly spiritual forces, not like a magnet, things that are truly spiritual that you cannot observe or understand in the same way you understand scientific stuff, but they are just as much realities. There are certain spiritual realities that God created in this world, and those are just as natural as anything else, except that they're not physical. But they are part of nature. They have nothing to do with whether you're a tzaddik or rush or anything like that or davening to anybody. It's just the nature Hashem put in the world. Those are going to be the things that are permitted when they're real. And the other stuff, as we'll see in more detail what the other stuff is going to be forbidden. We'll have to talk about that next time.